Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Along with Johnny and Red Hood.
I know it's a Monday.
Yes.
And also, yes. Also we have a new person named Black Hood. Yes, I know
yes.
He's racist. But Black Hood is actually White Hood. He represents white. Anyway.
There we
and
go.
He will be...
Hello,
yes.
Gentlemen.
Hello, Black Hood. How are you?
Very good, Red Hood.
Good, good. This is good. Yes, and now, before we've gotten into our meaty topics, we have a promotion going on.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yes, yes, yes. Vimeo, the place where you can sell all your films and also TV shows that are made on the webs, like web series and everything like that. Well, if you join now, you can go to Vimeo and you can get it for a very cheap price for about $17 a month. Or less than $17 a month. Vimeo Pro to get business video. Yes, for all you suit and tie lovers out there in suit land, there's also Vimeo Pro business style. I know.
Is it condom
style?
Thinking.
It's not like condom style or
okay,
condom
then.
Style.
Why do I
but
hear...
anyway,
like,
our first
head.
Topic of the evening... Yes.
I say either one of you guys starts off.
Well, Black Hood, what do we think of this first topic? And you brought it up. Of a newly discovered active volcano that is erupting underneath the earth.
You mean, well, it's not necessarily erupting as of yet.
What do you mean, not erupting as of yet? It doesn't have a timer or anything like that.
Hold on. Let me just go into the other room. That way I don't get yelled at again.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so apparently researchers have discovered that the volcano is underneath the surface and the volcanic activity is recorded around 30 miles from the existing volcano. Oh, God, there could be very, very good fights.
Could be very, very fiery, too.
Well, yeah. Fiery and tempesty.
Yes, quite right.
Yes. So, more information, Blackwood.
Right. Give me a minute. Let me just go somewhere where nobody can hear me. Oh. And scream and rave and pretty much...
Yes.
All day.
Yes.
And in case you haven't noticed, no, I am not black, I am white.
Well, then we'll just have to call you White Hood.
Huh.
And we lost him.
Right. Have we lost him?
And we lost him.
Oh. Oh, Michael.
So, it's some technical difficulties. Just,
you know,
some minor technical difficulties. So, apologizing for that. We apologize. So, but anyway, I will continue.
Currently,
sort of continue until he comes back. Apparently, all the polar bears are shocked because, well, there's a fiery tempest going on between two neighborhood volcanoes, neighborhood volcano A and volcano B. Well, volcano A has a tuft with volcano B and says, I'm going to erupt underneath the earth. Volcano A says, no, you're not. And Volcano B says, fuck off, you stupid motherfucking
cow. It's almost like you could also go, it's like, why don't you go start coming well? Part. More lie.
Well, I mean, the sad truth is that this has been going on since the Arctic, and it's very scary.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that. Yes. Yes,
it's very scary,
is
isn't it?
Yes, it is scary. I apologize. My skivvies went loose.
Oh. Went loose? Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Oh, my indeed. So, yes. What were you talking about? Were we talking about the Arctic eruption?
Yes, the Arctic eruption.
Yes. I apologize for that, though. My internet connection somehow shitted out on me.
Oh, no.
Never
got. Oh, no.
Darn you, Capcom.
What?
Darn you, com crap. My bad.
No, I have cable vision. Oh.
You have cable vision?
Yes, I do. Don't judge. It's actually very good. I'm currently in my apartment downstairs, which is getting ready for a garage sale. So, Jamie, let's start from the beginning. What were we talking about?
Red Hood.
Who is this Jamie you speak of?
Yes, who is this Jamie? I have no idea who he is.
Yes, that's right. Red Hood.
Yes.
Can we start from the beginning?
Yes, what do you want, Black Hood? What do you want? What the hell do you want?
I said, what were we talking about before?
We were talking about...
Yes.
Talking about the Antarctic...
Oh, yes, the volcano.
The Orange Volcano, yes.
Yes. Well, let me see if I can pull up some information about it. Yes. It's Arctic Volcano. Yes. In case you're wondering, Antarctic is not my wife either.
Antarctic is not your wife. And
yes.
Volcano is? So... Is there to be a marriage between Mrs. Volcano and Mrs. Antarctica?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't fucking see that happening. That's almost like someone who has not had... It's almost like...
Ugh.
It would just be a bad combination. That's all I'm saying.
There we go. A newly discovered active volcano... could erupt underneath Antarctica, melting the ice from below and compounding effects of global warming, according to scientists. Researchers discovered the volcano underneath the ice after setting up devices to measure tectonic activity across the Maryburg land in the west of the continent. Scientists have intended to use seismograph machines to help in their efforts to weight the ice sheet, only to find that a volcano was in fact forming underneath the volcano. Which, by the way, sounds kind of horrifying.
That sounds that's almost like saying, that's almost to the point of saying, oh no, everything's going to be okay, and that's like...
Pretty much. The good thing, though, about this, though, is the fact that, luckily for us, it's nowhere near us.
Yeah.
It's way south, but it's kind of like the Icelandic volcanoes. The fact is that it was discovered only 30 miles from Antarctica's highest volcano, Mount Sidley. And although an eruption would unlikely breach the ice, the accompanying heat would have an effect on the landscape. So,
which would mean
basically
it would be
very,
a lot
very
hotter.
In ice. It would heat release from such volcanoes could destabilize parts of the ice cap, meaning that parts of it, of course, would easily meaning, of course, Antarctica would be from which basically, of course, would shrink in size, meaning higher water levels, which is bad.
That could end up being. I could see almost like the day after tomorrow type situation where waters go and try to cause havoc in New York City.
Which would be very, very in trouble. Basically, what would happen is that it would be kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And there would no we, well.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
No dramatic pause.
Bloody say it, Red Hood.
The whole dramatic pauses are kind of
irritating.
Well, no, which would cause me myself a lot of trouble because I live in the middle of two islands.
Yes, speaking of those islands, did you know that all of the islands combined would dwarf in comparison, well, all of the island of New York, all the districts of New York City would dwarf in comparison to the magma chamber of Yellowstone National Park? Horrifying but fun fact.
So that means that's pretty big,
It's a ridiculous amount of magma.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which means a whole lot of problems if that goes boom.
if it goes boom, it's gonna suck for the United States.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandpa.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh,
exactly.
Shut up. Of course we can.
Shut up, Jack Nicholson. I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But my point is the fact, of course, that if this goes boom, it pretty much marks the end of the United States.
Which basically means...
The entire continent of North America would be covered in ash.
And people go bye-bye. People would not be able to live.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Which would mean...
Yeah,
oh,
you know. Yes.
Hopefully
that
happens. I just say, as long as it happens, when we're all long gone...
As long as I'm not there, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm implying as well.
Luckily for us, though, a large earthquake at Yellowstone is much more likely than a volcano eruption.
Earthquake, that's at least people could come back from.
Yeah.
Yes, rebuilding, but keep in mind,
I'm switching over to the whole evolution subject here.
Yes.
75,000 years ago, there was a similar eruption to the Yellowstone eruption in Lake Toba, which nearly wiped out the entire human species as a whole. Those who survived had to struggle against two other sapien species, and known as Homo erectus and Homo neanderthalus. And somehow, out of sheer luck, we survived.
Which means when there's a will, there's a way, and that just means we fucking adapt. That just means we adapt call it a day.
It's either you go for faith and not adapt. Sorry, Christians. Or you basically either evolve into something that basically has a will to survive. Now, mind you, if Yellowstone erupts, it's a bigger volcano than Lake Toba was. 640,000 years ago, it erupted, and it was actually a much bigger eruption than Lake Toba.
Okay. That doesn't sound good.
No. The problem with Yellowstone is that there will be another eruption, we just don't know when. And in the words of Robin Williams, it could be tomorrow or 10,000 years from now, which basically, to me, says, thank you for the fucking heads up.
It's almost like you want to, it's like panic. Don't panic.
Exactly. No, don't panic. Of course, the only warning you have is if there is a series of earthquakes, one after the other, after the other, after the other. You know?
Right.
And even then, you're screwed. Especially when you're in that general vicinity.
Right.
Now, Jamie, your opinion on this?
Yes.
You mean
Red Hood.
Red Hood.
You mean Red Hood.
Sorry. I'm still getting used to this.
Hey.
Red Hood.
Yes.
You're
yes.
Opinion.
Well, my opinion is that it's going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen. And we're all going to be dead by then. It's going to be like New Orleans. The fact that it's still standing is one thing. Okay. That's one thing, right? The fact that it's the premier jazz... Forget the fact that it's the premier jazz unit and it had the fucking Congo era.
Right.
That's one thing, okay? The other thing is that when you have the sort of thing that goes on, okay, the first thing we ask you to do is not panic. And what does everybody fucking do?
They panic.
They panic. Exactly.
See, that's how the human race is that we panic over the smallest thing.
Yeah.
Well,
you can,
yes.
You can say wolf and everybody panics.
You could say beast and everybody panics.
You could say hermaphrodite. Well, everybody just point and looks.
Well, you can say anything and everybody would just fucking look.
Of course, when everybody says terrorist attack, nobody panics. They just look at you as if it was
entirely
planned.
If somebody said, the gargoyles are coming, the gargoyles are coming, they're like, what? Sorry?
The lobsters are coming. Oh, really? Lobsters?
Oh, really? Lobsters? Let's eat this.
I hear you rolling here.
Shit. Exactly. What do you think, Allison?
I myself think it would be like, yes, people...
Oh, wait, Red Hood, hate to interrupt
yes.
you. The New York
yeah.
Rangers have won their second game for the final playoffs.
Anyone says has to take this as breaking news?
Oh, good
so breaking
for you.
News, then. Yeah, so good for us.
Well, it's good for anybody who's a Rangers fan, anyway.
Great. Anyway.
Shut up.
Yes?
I'm going to stay out of this.
Yes, continuing on, Allison, what were you saying?
I was saying that...
You're a bit late for that!
That people tank over... People tank over the little things. But then when something big, like something happens with events like terrorism or anything else, it's like, okay, now everyone goes on target list. Like, but then it's like, everyone's like, oh, stay calm when people are in fear, where there's a whole, okay, what the fuck do we do? I say that's something you can't prepare for. You can only say, okay, as long as it happens when we're long gone,
then that's,
well,
what?
Well, if we're long
that's
gone.
One thing.
Basically, of course, what she means is that we're on a different planet watching the explosion from a safe distance and laughing our
right.
asses off as people who we don't like get melted by the lava.
Right. I would hope that our technology, it's like, okay, we like all those shows where it's like, okay, I have a space station where civilians live or make a climate or being able to have something that would replace the United States, replace the Earth when something's drastic.
When,
what happens?
When the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, the shit hits.
I hate to tell you,
it hits about every day.
I hate to tell you this, guys, but the shit has already hit the fan. In a sense. Simply because... How?
It's how.
Well, let's see. Our politics have no idea what the hell they're doing.
No, they do not. That's very true.
The church doesn't know what the hell they're doing because they always want to have religion in politics.
Which, in my opinion, it's like, okay, granted, I'm a person who, I grew up Roman Catholic. Do I want to continue that?
Yes, but I just don't like the idea of our politicians talking to an invisible friend up in the sky.
Oh, I agree. They should be more concerned with, as I don't like politics mixing religion. It's like, doesn't matter who you're following.
Is it fucking not, up? Not to sound like a prude or anything, but you should also keep in mind that the Muslims that are here in this country, they want the laws to change to Muslim laws. Some of them do, you know.
Right. So it's Sharia law
and one of those laws
that
says that if the woman does not listen to the man has every right to murder that woman.
Which in my opinion, me neither. And my thing is, if someone ever wanted to hurt me, I would make sure that they would either get maced first or I would be heavily armed. The whole laws of...
No, Allie, what I'm saying is that if you come into our country, you need to follow our laws. Your country's laws do not apply here.
Oh, and I agree with you. I agree. I'm just saying if someone was wanting to hurt someone, self-defense comes into play where someone would
be
attacking.
Why do you think Republicans have guns?
Yes.
Now, Red Hood, I know that the whole gun control thing is a touchy issue for you as well.
Me? Sorry,
yes.
Did you just say me?
Yes. Is your name Red Hood?
Well, it might as well be Red Coat. Anyway.
Bloody Brits.
Yes. What I'm saying is that, you know, in regards to gun laws in America, well,
Is he going to pull a Piers Morgan? I certainly hope not.
I'm not going to go there, but I am going
I'm
to
sure
say.
I'm sure that Johnny may want to jump in after you.
Yes. I forgot about Johnny. Johnny, what the hell are you doing? You're just mute or something?
I'm here. I got nothing over here.
Well, what I'm going to say is this, is that I have some sort of
some liberal bullshit that you want to employ?
No, it's not liberal bullshit. It really isn't.
Impossible.
It's not liberal bullshit. I don't believe that everybody should carry a gun.
Oh, no, we never said that. It's just, it's good to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Right. Well, if you don't need it, then you shouldn't have it.
Remember,
what about that time when you do need it and you don't have it?
Remember those people from small towns, like those who hunt, could practically be a fucking militia who means those who are in small towns, Red Hood, if people try to hurt, could try to do anything stupid, no, I'm sure I told you in the past that I pretty much... But if someone's trying to come on their property and someone's trying to hurt their family, they would defend. They're not going to allow anyone to hurt them.
Yeah.
And when I say small towns, yes, they hunt. Yes, they weaponry. Yeah, it could be a militia. So you can't,
Yes. Well, Allison and Redhead, basically, of course, what's going on here is that the irony of this is that we're talking about the whole gun control thing. Half my my family on my father's side were basically rednecks. So, yes, I am half redneck.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot what I was going to say. All right, Red Hood, you were saying about your opinion?
Well, my opinion is that if you don't have a gun and you don't have
the need for it,
don't get it.
And of course, if you have a little child, make sure, of course, you keep it locked up tightly.
Well, if you have a little child, do not let your little child say, "Oh yeah, Dad, let me get a gun."
Daddy, can I hold the gun with the safety off?
Yeah, no.
I say only guns a kid should have are either like the popcorns or something that won't kill.
At least they could understand,
okay, you can't touch family guns, but here's a toy where you could at least understand the mechanics if you so desire to learn how to hunt with guns or bows. You don't give a child a fucking gun without either A, they go through gun safety courses.
Also,
which is huge.
Also, Allison, sorry, I hate to interrupt you. The biggest danger to the human race right now when it comes to guns, it's not the animal itself. It's the human mind that's the danger.
Makes sense.
You should not be blaming guns.
Says,
yes.
Yes, and psychology says...
Redhead. Shush.
Redhead!
Let me explain. Let Black Hoodie talk. For once. Yes, I grew up with a clown for years. Basically, what I'm saying is that the human species has always been a violent species.
Yeah.
What I mean by this is that you give a human a gun. Don't blame the gun. Blame the human.
I agree. It's like you're wanting to...
It's not the gun you need to worry about. It's the person holding the gun you want to
right.
put your pants about.
Right. I agree with you. That's what I grew up learning. It's like, that's not what I grew up because my grandfather has owned guns. I never knew that.
I grew
my
up
family,
with guns.
I never used it, but my sister has, over the past year or so, started actually learning about gun safety. She started using, like, actually going up to a firing range, just so she could learn.
Exactly.
However,
same here. I learned through my dad. My dad was a 27-year Marine. Why do you think, of course, I've never had problems with a gun? You don't hear about me on the news because my dad taught me how to safely handle one.
Exactly.
Right. And my father is a military veteran, so...
I'm a military brat.
As am I. So, we could... We both have similar...
backgrounds.
We both... Yes.
However, my point is, and I digress, basically, of course, what you need to worry about is the human species as a whole. The human species has been at war with one another since the dawn of the ape. We've
okay,
always...
stop it. I'm going to intrude for 2 seconds.
Yes, dear.
Well, since the dawn of time, women and men have been in wars, which include cavemen, and then primates, and then dinosaurs.
I'm not lying. Why do you think they think we're the only species living right now in the human evolution chain? We wiped
I don't
everything
know.
Else
Darwin.
Out.
Ask Darwin. That's all I'm saying. All
right, look.
Ask fucking Darwin.
Darwin basically said, the strong survive and the weak perish. What he means by that is that those who have the brain the size of a bloody box, depending on the size of the box, actually, you know what, that's actually a bad comparison.
Yeah.
Very bad comparison.
I just realized that was
yeah,
a bad comparison.
Oh my.
Oh my indeed.
Oh my god.
All right, so compare our brain to the brain of an ape. Supposedly we evolved from the ape, which to me actually does kind of make sense. However, what I'm trying to figure out is the fact that how we wiped out the other two species, Homo erectus and Homo neanderthalus. Homo neanderthalus was our biggest challenge because they were surprisingly stronger and bigger and smarter than us. Somehow we were able to adapt, communicate with each other as a species, and wipe that species out. So
probably deprive them of whatever.
No, what happened was that was the fact that we started wiping them out, but we killed more. They killed more of us than we killed more of them. So, the mathematics of evolution really doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's...
The fact, of course, that, like... Look, the bones of the Neanderthal species are thicker than ours.
Right.
All the Neanderthal has to do is take your arm and go, ow. You know? And, however, we did have one advantage. We were able to make better weapons.
Right.
What we lacked in strength, however, they were smart. They were smarter than us, yes, but they didn't have the Adam's apple. This is the interesting thing. Mm. The older human species did not have the Adam's apple that we use to communicate. They had a vocal box, yes, but they could only talk in grunts, et cetera.
Right.
I mean, they weren't able to vocalize as well as clearly as sapiens can.
Right.
And, of course, looking back, I think, of course, we should just go back and say, go back, we fucked everything up.
Yeah.
probably would have made women things. So,
basically, what I'm saying is that, yes, we did survive, but look at what we fueled now. We fueled weapons that are for our own destruction.
No. Okay. Yes.
Which is bad.
I agree
now,
with that.
People, now, religious people who say that, oh, we never evolved from the apes. How dare you compare us to the apes? And I'm like, all right, look closely at the comparisons of an ape body compared to a human body. They got opposable thumbs like we do.
Yeah.
They are social animals. They're intelligent. Not as intelligent as us, yes. But Somewhere along those lines, apes were able to stand on two legs and walk upright.
Right. Makes sense.
I have a hard time believing that, oh, this mud is so hard to get off of me. Really? We came from the mud?
Yeah.
It's like, no, sorry.
No, does not compute.
It's like are you trying to what are you smoking, first of all?
To me, now, look, about that, the only thing I agree with is that, yes, God did start the Big Bang, and somehow along the lines, the universe just took it from there, and then humans took it over from there.
Right.
The fact, of course, that there's an imaginary friend staring at you, which I don't see, because a guy that size you could easily see in the daylight.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to be an ass, and Jamie is probably glaring at me evilly, so I'm just going to let him go on with the whole relationship.
You mean Red Hood.
Red Hood is probably about...
What a maroon. What an ignorant...
No, I'm not glaring at you, Black Hood. I'm just going, well, you know, he's right in a way, in the fact that
ever since the dawn of time, yes, we had a voice box, but we just didn't know how to communicate in proper form.
Yeah.
Velociraptors were roaring.
Where the hell does Velociraptors come in from?
Well, I'm just saying,
look,
dinosaurs in general.
Red Hood, if the dinosaurs were still around today, we would not be the species we are currently.
If dinosaurs were still around today, I think it'd be very, very funny, because then the natural...
It'd be like the Flintstones.
No. If they were in Manhattan, right, and...
Oh, God, we're back.
Okay.
No, we're back, but it would be very, very fast to get from one place to another. All you'd have to do
is hop on
a dinosaur.
Oh,
yes, which would equal us being somewhat like a Flintstone.
That'd be awesome.
Flintstones.
Wait, we can go a little bit further with this tonight. In fact, think about it. If we replaced taxis with dinosaurs.
We wouldn't have to worry about gas, at least.
Exactly.
That's not the only thing you really have to worry about. It's not the only thing. It doesn't mean that it's, it would be. It
and
mean
kids would fly
the city
off the
won't. Yeah, but it doesn't mean the city would also be around either.
Exactly.
I have a point. I do have a point.
Hey, Barney.
But then again, Central Park would. Then again. There would be a dust hole in Central Park.
Yeah, that's
that
the only
means
problem.
That all big. That would mean big buildings go bye-bye. That means you wouldn't have to worry about any
oh,
disasters
yeah.
or human disasters. Disasters kind of caused by it. Earth-sized groups of people or organizations. You have
the,
to
the worst,
the only one that you need to be careful with.
The worst thing you need to worry about is the fact, of course, that if you do not lock your doors, a velociraptor can easily come into your house.
Well, the fact is...
Yes,
the fact is that
yes.
In... Well, yes and no.
Yes.
The fact
nice.
Is,
oh my God,
it's
a raptor.
Red Hood. Red Hood, just stand out. Just stand out. You're not going to win this battle. You're not.
Okay, I quit.
So, Red Hood, my point is, the problem is, though, with the whole dinosaur thing, remember
yes.
Jurassic Park? Did not work
no.
out.
No. Oh, yes.
Everybody
right.
got eaten.
Yes, I do.
And it wouldn't be like the Flintstones because whenever, if, especially
no,
with the...
Dino would probably be a 100-ton apatosaurus that every single time, of course, you said, Dino, come here, boy. He would step on you.
Dino?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it will be a...
And it will be a very shitty way to die.
The person would end up like a pancake.
If it was a cartoon, then yes. If it wasn't, well, there'd be bones over here, bones over there. There'd be a puddle of blood.
Yeah, I...
Where the paw...
Yeah.
Go with El Caban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I went with.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Tom and Jerry, only with dinosaurs. Whereas
yeah.
you're the mouse, and the cat are the raptors.
Yeah.
It would be a battle of wits, only with velociraptors.
Yeah. And
it's good luck
and T-Rexes and everything, and every other dinosaur that...
Well, Spike would probably be the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Hood, we are going to hell for this.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, well. YOLO.
Could be worse.
YOLO.
It would be a lot. It would be almost like...
Say YOLO?
Yeah.
Yes, you just said that you had YOLO.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, speaking of Jurassic Park, Red Hood.
Yes.
Did you hear? I think you and I were talking about this before the show, weren't we? We were talking about
yes.
how there's a fourth Jurassic Park coming out.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Blackwood, would you care to embellish on this?
Yes. Hold on a tick. Let me just find the link to it somewhere.
Yes.
Maybe.
It's like, how do I do with it? Oh, here it is. So basically,
basically
what's going down is that June of 2015, there is a fourth Jurassic Park movie coming out, only it's under a different name.
Ooh. Okay,
however,
which...
the problem is that Steven Spielberg is no longer directing it, which is kind of a sad
okay.
thing for any Jurassic Park fan.
Okay. Sure. Who's directing it?
It's a guy that nobody even heard of. It's a guy named Colin Trevorrow.
So
I've heard of him slightly.
Yes.
But that's only slightly.
Looking at the full cast. B.D. Wong is Henry Wu from the first Jurassic Park. However, there is no Dr. Grant, Sattler, or Malcolm. Nor is there a John Hammond. Now, to me, you can't make a Jurassic Park without any of those characters.
Right. They're the
if
they're
the somehow
foundation.
Pull it off, hats off to them.
Right. Makes sense.
You know? But if it's like making the third Starship Troopers movie, which, by the way, sucked. Same as with the second one. Instead of Paul Verhoeven, it was a guy named Edward Neumeier.
It's going to be just like Home Alone 3. Complete crap.
Exactly. Bear in mind, how many other Home Alone movies are out there?
There's like 20 others.
Up to 5?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's almost like it's like you should have been Home Alone 1 and 2 is two could have been two should have
you should have stopped at 2.
Yeah. It's like we just couldn't stop at after the second. It's almost like when it comes to like any
whoever. I will say this, how horrified I was in the third Jurassic Park movie when they brought out Spinosaurus for the first time.
What, is that a spine?
Well, no, remember that scene, if you've ever seen the third Jurassic Park, where the T-Rex and the Spinosaur are fighting, and the Spinosaur breaks the neck of the Tyrannosaur?
Yes.
That was just, oh, shit. We got ourselves a new winner. That was interesting. That I found cool. You know?
That's insane.
You've never seen Jurassic Park 3, Red Hood?
Yes, of course I've seen Jurassic Park 3. What are you talking about?
Yes, but you said that's insane.
Oh, it is insane for
that
time.
That flight was crazy. You know?
It was very crazy.
It was funny, though, the way the Spinosaur killed the Tyrannosaur, because the Spinosaur's just like, well, fuck you, snap.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And
now
they're going to bring back the Raptors, which I'm really looking forward to seeing. The Raptors are my favorite characters in the entire movie, in the entire series of Jurassic Park. You know?
Oh, me too.
Simply because they're intelligent, they're funny as hell to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I never really, with me, Jurassic Park was really not... I watched it occasionally with my brother, but...
I have all three of them on iTunes. They're an amazing movie. I will say that the first and second ones were better.
Probably,
at least to me.
I would say that too.
If I want to watch anything, I will just look for the originals. That's just how I roll.
Well, you're a purist, and so am I.
Yes.
You know, all three of us are purists.
Speaking of which, I have seen the new Godzilla movie. It was bloody awesome.
We can forget about the 1998 remake ever happened.
You bring up 1998 version again, I will slap you.
It's just a joke.
That was not a Godzilla movie. How dare you call that a Godzilla movie?
That was just awful.
That was god awful.
Terrible.
This
is why. This is why. This new one coming about is actually going to be a lot better.
The new Godzilla. When I saw the trailer for it, I'm like, holy shit! They actually pulled off a better version of '98. You know.
And that's what really counts.
Exactly.
They rebooted it.
They rebooted it. They made Godzilla bigger and tougher.
They made it awesome.
Exactly. The fact
I say there's some reboots that are coming out that I'm more or less holding breath for, because like the new Ninja Turtles movie, as much as I grew up with it.
Yeah, that I'm not gonna go see.
I refuse to
go see it.
I think out of all of you, I will go see it, and I will report back, and we will have a bitch fest.
How much do you want to bet that Red Hood will sneak into my room and drag me by the black hood of my shirt to go see that movie with him?
He might drag me along as well. You never know.
Yeah.
If he so
let's think about this. Let's think about this, Allison. You're 3 hours away. Black Hood is about an hour and a half away.
Yes.
And I'm 3 hours away in the other direction.
You still have the ability
to drag me along as well on other occasions.
Yes, I
do. So it could easily be done if you decide to come into my area. Remember, there's movies I want to see that I'm sure you heard. You wouldn't really want to see either. So,
I'm just saying though, it'd be funny though if I was asleep and I woke up to somebody basically dragging me to a movie. I'd be like, Red Hood, what the hell are you doing?
I would be questioning what. I would be like, oh,
I know nothing.
If he ever does that, and when I'm ever in New York, and he does that and he takes both of us along with him, I will be finding trouble on both of our ends. It will be the whole. It will be an insert slap in back of the head an hour later. Much.
Pretty much. But
yes,
my
but
point
what if
is,
you like, actually like the movie?
It's all right, probably won't.
Okay. First of all, Megan Fox is pretty much for eye candy, and the Ninja Turtles look like they are.
They look like Mark Clinton on a bad day.
So
very true. The next mutation all over again. Ugh.
It's like the Kano mutants from the Road Rovers. Oh, 1990s reference. Remember the Road Rovers? That was a good show.
Yes. Oh, God.
Right.
It would almost be like, I'm sure, since Red Hood, I'm sure he's coming in. I think Red Hood may be coming in for my birthday, so you never know what could be in store on his end as well.
Well, yeah, well, you never know with Mr. Red Hood. Now then.
Yes.
I am going to send Mr. Red Hood the picture of the current Godzilla, And you will be in for a shock, my good sir.
Oh, will I?
Yes. You're going to love how the new Godzilla looks.
I'm inclined to see that. That's one movie that, since I've been seeing reviews,
that movie
like,
was incredible.
I would so see it in a heartbeat, and since I have connections at a local movie theater, because of people I know, I have a connection
with the movie is that, of course, that the United States military gets the crap kicked out of it. The entire movie.
But that only just means it.
That Godzilla
it's
is
like,
pretty much badass.
Yeah, and at least it's I'm more or less right now. It's like the movies that I'm interested in seeing are X-Men. Because it's actually being done, it's actually, whoever directed it and actually wrote it, cleaned up after the prior movie. So it's one of those things where it's like, I would rather say, I would rather say because of who's in there and I...
Red Hood, I'm sending the picture to your phone instead.
Oh, yes, brilliant, great. Yes, I have a phone. Yes, I'm checking it now. Maybe I'm not. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it looks... I saw photos of Godzilla when they were first coming, when it was first coming out, and I was like, this looks like it's going to be awesome.
It is. And it is that time, though. It is almost midnight, which means, Allison, what does it mean?
We get to sign off, and
we get to enjoy Tuesday morning now.
Yes.
And oh my God, the Godzilla does look very scary.
By the way,
holy shit!
Godzilla, biggest debut of the year so far.
Yep.
93.
Oh my God.
Do you know not horrifying,
like
Jamie.
From this end, do you know what it looks like?
What?
He could be interviewed on CNN.
All I wanted to do was hug Lady Liberty. But the U.S.
Let me continue on.
Exactly.
Mr.
Zilla, very quickly, how do you feel about the new movie?
Okay, Red Hood, I think this means we're almost at time to go out. So let me tell them where they could find our information about our show and any other stuff.
I hate to do this to you, lovely people, but I have to sign off. However, good night. Good night, ladies and gents. Thank you for having me on the show, and I hope to be back
in
the future.
Yes.
Good night.
You can find all of our latest news and information at itsmyurals.com /AMC Press. And don't forget to find all of our affiliates at amcpress.me/affiliates and then amcpressco/affiliates for more information. So we're off. See you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
And
good night.
This note.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.